This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Tomorrow is a National Day of Mourning in honor of former President Jimmy Carter. The national funeral services will take place at the Washington National Cathedral starting at 9:30 a.m. Federal offices will all be closed Thursday in honor of the late president. This means federal office buildings, courthouses, and the post office will be closed. If you have anything to do at the post office, do it today or you'll have to wait till Friday. Letter carriers also will not be delivering mail Thursday. The Packers Pro Shop website had a data security breach in September and again in October, leading the team to offer identity theft and credit monitoring services to those affected. A letter to consumers says the breach only affected purchases on the e-commerce website and did not affect purchases made in-store with gift cards, Pro Shop web accounts, PayPal, or Amazon Pay. Three Northeast Wisconsin health agencies are warning residents that norovirus and respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19, RSV, and influenza, are on the rise and continue circulating in the community. The Brown County Public Health, the De Pere Health Department, and the Oneida Nation Health Department say norovirus, or the stomach flu, causes vomiting and diarrhea, and hand sanitizer does not protect against norovirus. Meanwhile, respiratory illnesses are also on the rise. See our story at WGBW.fm for tips on how to stop the spread of these illnesses. A case of mumps has been confirmed in Wisconsin and Clark County specifically. Brittany Merlot has more.
Monday afternoon, the Clark County Health Department said that they were notified about the case of the contagious disease. Mumps is caused by the mumps virus and can easily spread from person to person. It causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell. The swelling can lead to painful and puffy cheeks and swelling in the jaw and under the ears. The health department says that in severe cases, there can be swelling in testicles, ovaries, pancreas, brain, and your spinal cord. Hearing loss is possible as well. The disease can spread 2 days before symptoms start and up to 5 days after. Some people may not show symptoms at all, but can still spread the disease. And it spreads through direct contact of droplets in the air. So by talking, coughing, sneezing, or sharing items with their saliva. Symptoms usually start with a fever, headaches, muscle aches, tiredness, and loss of appetite. A few days after is when the swelling might begin. Health experts say the best way to prevent mumps is to receive the MMR vaccine before exposure happens.
New details have been released from an investigation into a fatal crash that led Neenah police to find a baby in a smoke-filled apartment. Police have identified the driver who died in the crash as 22-year-old Justin Hartjes. The child found in the apartment was his. Police say the apartment was filled with smoke because food was burning in the oven, which had been left on. Originally, police believed the baby was in the car when Hartjes hit a tree on South Park Saturday night. When they couldn't find the child, they went to Hartjes' apartment blocks away and forced their way in. The baby was not injured and is being cared for by relatives. There will be a primary next month to narrow down the field of candidates for state superintendent. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Three people are running for the position, including current Superintendent Jill Underley. Vying to unseat her are Jeff Wright, superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant in Milwaukee. Both Wright and Kinzer gathered the 2,000 signatures necessary to be on the ballot for the primary in February and submitted their paperwork to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wright has the endorsement of the largest teachers union in the state.
It's very unusual for the teachers union and for administrators associations to take on an incumbent, but I think it's a real statement about the change that they feel is needed to make sure our schools are heading in the right direction.
The state superintendent leads the Department of Public Instruction, which oversees Wisconsin's 2,200 public schools. The department has about 600 employees. On February 18th, voters will narrow it down to two candidates in the primary and then choose the next superintendent April 1st.
The Sturgeon Bay Police are looking for 65-year-old Bradley William Pelletier, a convicted sex offender who removed his GPS tracking bracelet while on parole. Police believe he's still in Door County, but tips are scarce. Pelletier was convicted of first-degree sexual assault of a child back in 1999 and is required to be on GPS monitoring. Pelletier is a white male, 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds. He's balding and has brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sturgeon Bay Police Department. Americans won't have to worry about unpaid medical bills damaging their credit reports and scores for much longer. Brittany Merlot has more.
The Biden administration is finalizing a rule that will end the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports and ban lenders from using certain medical information in loan decisions. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people. The Bureau's director said people who get sick shouldn't have their financial future appended. The measure, which was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it is published in the Federal Register. Those with medical debt on their credit reports could receive a 20-point boost in their credit score. This is also expected to lead to the approval of about 22,000 additional mortgages every year.
Wisconsin ended 2024 on a high note when it comes to clean energy. We have the first-of-its-kind energy dome, an approval for the largest solar project in state history, and together the Columbia Energy Storage Product and the Vista Sand Solar Project are expected to generate enough energy to power more than 200,000 Wisconsin homes. Currently, the state imports about 70% of the energy it uses. Oliver Schmitz, an associate dean of engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says projects like these are key to reducing that number.
I think in terms of the priorities, it's not only to realize clean energy as an energy source for the entire population, but also to leverage the opportunities that come with the clean energy technologies.
Those opportunities can include using Wisconsin's strong manufacturing base to work toward clean energy products, reducing pollutants that contribute to climate change, and lowering energy costs. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk when he catches it on the elbow. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. The Golden Eagles now 14-2. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas in a dispute with the team. Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. We should not have lost that game. Clean slate. I'm moving forward. Offense, defense. We get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf. That's the fact of the matter.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Season 2 of HBO's The Last of Us is slated for an April release. Sony Studios confirmed the news at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this week. Speaking of video game adaptations, during the same press conference, Sony revealed plans for another video game adaptation of Horizon Zero Dawn with Columbia Pictures and Sony PlayStation. There's no timeline yet associated with Zero Dawn, and a specific date was not yet given for the April release of The Last of Us. Paul Mescal says he has an injury to thank for landing his part in Gladiator 2. Mescal says director Ridley Scott cast him because he thought he looked similar to Richard Harris, who played Marcus Aurelius in the first Gladiator. Mescal plays Lucius Aurelius, Marcus's grandson, and believes he got the part because of his crooked nose, which he broke as a kid while playing Gaelic football. That is lucky, but to be honest, most actors would break their own nose to get a role like that. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen in three Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. The Golden Globes kicked off awards season Sunday night. It was good news for the entertainment world, as ratings were up across the board, including broadcast TV, social media, and streaming, despite the fact that the Globes were up against Sunday Night Football. Network TV reported that ratings were up 50% from the broadcast in 2023. The ceremony also produced 40 million social media impressions, which were more than the 2024 Oscars and Grammys had combined. Streaming ratings were up 9%. Post Malone performed with Beyonce during the NFL halftime show on Christmas Day in Houston. The night before, he was hanging at a bar called the Rail Yard with Shibuzi. That was a fun sentence to say. Malone met bartender Renee Brown, a single mom upset that she was working Christmas Eve for the first time instead of home making cookies and watching Christmas movies with her 9-year-old daughter. Her night picked up when Malone left her a $20,000 tip. Being more than 15% is so gauche. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We will see a few breaks in the clouds and a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high right around 21 today with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 6 above tomorrow. Sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high of 27. Some light snow possible tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.